Before we get into today's podcast, I want to offer you a powerful free resource. We often hear from listeners looking for answers to those who claim God cannot exist for a variety of scientific reasons. But science actually supports the existence of God, which is why I want to offer you a free download called God's Not Dead. It explores scientifically how our own cosmos points to a creator in three clear areas. Again, this powerful resource is yours absolutely free, so why not download God's Not Dead for free right now at premierinsight.org/resources. That's premierinsight.org/resources. Now, here's today's podcast.
The C.S. Lewis Podcast with Alistair McGrath.
Thank you for listening to the show that brings you the thought and theology of C.S. Lewis with me, Ruth Jackson. Discover more about Lewis by visiting premierunbelievable.com, where you can also find lots of great articles, resources, and podcasts. And you can also register there for the chance to win a free book. If you enjoy listening to the C.S. Lewis Podcast, please do consider rating and reviewing it. But now for today's show.
Over the next few episodes, we're going to be looking at C.S. Lewis as a spiritual mentor, and I'm absolutely delighted to be joined once again by Professor Alistair McGrath, who, like Lewis, was raised in Northern Ireland. He came to faith from atheism, studied at Oxford University, and went on to become a professor there. Alistair has written numerous books on C.S. Lewis, including a seminal biography, C.S. Lewis, A Life. Alistair, what did C.S. Lewis have to say about big pictures?
Well, I think one of the things that Lewis found very important was to have a sense of coherence, that in effect, things were joined together in some way, that there is a bigger picture which makes sense of everything. If you like, it's like looking at a panorama. You can see mountains and woods and rivers and streets and things like that, but they're all part of a bigger picture. And in many ways, Lewis felt this idea of coherence was really important because it meant that we live in a world in which we are part of something bigger. It's very important for Lewis as a Christian because, in effect, it's saying that God is the one who brings this coherence. But the basic idea is that we do not live in a random, meaningless universe, but in a universe which has this deep meaning and coherence, which has to be discovered. In other words, very often it's difficult to see it on the surface. You have to go deeper. But Lewis's key point is that Christianity gives you a lens which allows you to see this world as meaningful, as purposeful, and of course, ourselves as meaning and purposeful as well. So for Lewis, it's a very important idea. There is meaning, there is truth, there is value, there is integrity, there's all these things holding together. And that means we can live in a world which sometimes seems chaotic because we know there is some deep down coherence that we can see ourselves being part of.
And so how did he understand the Christian big picture? We've obviously previously spoken about story and how we tell the Christian story. But when we're talking about big picture, that's slightly different, isn't it?
Well, it is really. We're switching modes, really, from listening to something to seeing something. But I think one of the key points that Lewis is trying to make here is that there's not a, if you like, there are not just a whole series of dots on the landscape. They're interconnected dots. And when you join them all up, you see a pattern. And what Lewis is really getting at is the image of a picture as, in effect, this pattern, this structured universe, which looks disorganized and random when seen from many perspectives. Once you use the Christian lens, Christian way of seeing things, it all begins to make sense, and you can begin to figure out where you fit into this bigger picture. So again, for Lewis, that's a very important idea.
You touched on the importance of coherence, but why is discovering coherence in life and faith so important? And what difference does it make when you discover that there is coherence?
Well, hang on. I'll answer this question in two different ways. One of them is simply it's a very important theme in the New Testament. For example, you think of Colossians 1:17, all things cohere or hang together or are joined together in Christ. It's a very important theme. And actually exploring that theme is really important. But we might also look at something that's more recent, which, of course, is recent psychological research on what having a sense of meaning or purpose in life, what difference that makes to people. And that's, it makes a huge amount of difference. That if you feel you've discovered meaning and significance in life, you cope with life much better. You're much more settled. You're much more resilient. You're able to cope with difficult times. And Lewis didn't know about this research, but certainly we do now. And it's very, very important to realize how in an age where mental health is increasingly a very, very big issue, that one of the things that Christianity does is to say we live in a meaningful world. And that means we can find purpose and peace and significance within that. And that's a very important point to emphasize.
Alistair, in light of the recent research that you cited there, do you think C.S. Lewis would have had anything to say to people who were struggling to find their purpose in life, struggling to find coherence?
Well, he certainly would. I mean, he would say that it's one of the most important things about life, which is to find meaning and purpose. And Lewis, of course, became involved in many controversies, particularly during the 1940s and early 1950s, about whether you buy into a philosophy which invents meaning and purpose, or whether you're trying to discern a meaning and purpose that are already there. And Lewis, of course, was absolutely clear. There is meaning, there is purpose already there. We need to discover it, and it is given and guaranteed by the Christian faith. And that's a very important point for Lewis, because what he's saying is that very often people know what the Christian faith says, but don't appreciate the difference it makes. And one of the things that Lewis tries to do in his works is to say, here is the difference that Christianity makes to the way in which you live. As we were saying earlier in the previous episode, very often this involves telling stories to show how somebody's life trajectory is completely redirected and reinvigorated by discovering faith. But the basic point that Lewis is saying, particularly to preachers, is don't just tell them it's right. Show them what it means. In other words, unpack it. Enable people to discover the difference the Christian faith makes to them in their lives.
So how can these big pictures help to make sense of life and give us purpose and meaning and all these things that you've mentioned there?
Well, I think the key idea is that you step into this big picture and you realize there is something there. You realize it makes sense. And then you begin to realize I'm part of this picture. I'm meant to be doing something inside this picture. So if you like, it's conveying the idea of coherence, but also the idea of purpose. There's something I can be doing. So it's saying to us, look, now you've sorted out what this life is about. Figure out what you're meant to be doing to actually make a difference. And Lewis actually develops the idea again and again and again in the Chronicles of Narnia, where a constant theme is entering into a strange land and discovering what you are meant to be doing there. And as a result, you make a difference. So for Lewis, that's a very important theme. And for Lewis, actually, that is a classic theme of Christian spirituality. You are a pilgrim, a wanderer in a strange land. You've got to figure out what it is you are meant to be doing in this land and where the road you are traveling really takes you.
And how does Lewis enable us to cast a deep and a rich vision of the life of faith in this context of big pictures?
Well, I think Lewis does two things, both of which I think are really important. The first of them is he tries to make the point we are not the first people to discover this, that in effect we can learn from the wisdom of the past. And Lewis is very, very critical of what he calls chronological snobbery. In other words, the idea, hey, we've got it right today. These guys in the past just didn't know what they were doing. No, no, no. Lewis is saying you can learn from the way people have lived their lives in the past, and that can help you as you try to do the same today. So Lewis, therefore, would want us to read past writers like George MacDonald or George Herbert or Augustine or you name them, you know, who in effect have done this before us and can help us do the same today. But I think the second point that Lewis is making is that really we need to try and draw a sense of the importance of Christianity as being a journey through life, like Psalm 23 describes. And one of the most important things about Psalm 23 is it talks about God as a journeying God. Wherever we go, God is with us, guiding us and encouraging us. In many ways, what Lewis is asking us to do is to discover why that constant presence of God in life is a good thing, is encouraging, brings meaning, brings dignity, brings hope. Because very often we just say these things without actually living them out. And that's why, you know, in the Chronicles of Narnia, Lewis is constantly trying to say, look at the difference Aslan makes to the children. That's the difference God makes to us. So I think Lewis is giving us lots of pointers about the importance of finding meaning and purpose in life. And then, of course, he will spend some time focusing on the way in which Christianity actually does this.
The C.S. Lewis Podcast with Alistair McGrath.
We're going to take a quick break now, but if you are enjoying today's show, please do consider rating it and leaving a review on your podcast platform so that other people can discover it too.
Did you know that this month marks the fourth anniversary of Premier Insight, the ministry that brings you this podcast? While it's a real season of celebration, there's also a very real financial challenge that must be met this month. Due to rising costs and the pressure of inflation, there's a $35,000 gap that must be closed this month to keep Premier Insight moving forward with strength. That's why I'm asking you to give a special anniversary gift to keep programs like this podcast on the air and equip a generation of Christians to live out their faith with clarity, conviction, and confidence. Simply go to premierinsight.org/C.S. Lewis. That's premierinsight.org/C.S. Lewis. Thank you for your support.
Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk. The biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture. It's the message. It's the music.
The C.S. Lewis Podcast with Alistair McGrath.
Welcome back to the show. We would love to hear your thoughts and ideas. Do get in touch on social media at Premier Unbelievable. Now let's return to the conversation. I mean, skeptics might argue that a life of faith is perhaps removed from reality, that it's just pie in the sky when you die kind of thing. What would Lewis have to say about that?
I think Lewis would probably say two things. The first thing he'd say is, look, perhaps you need to realise that every view of life, whether it's agnostic, atheist or Christian, in effect goes beyond the available evidence. And therefore, in effect, everyone who is journeying through life is using a belief system which cannot be proved to be true. So, you know, Christians are, if you like, in the same boat as everyone else. It's just that we know we're in the boat of faith. Everyone else is yet to discover this. I think it's a very important sense of perspective we need to gain here. But the second point I think that Lewis would make is much more important, which is that actually Christianity is very much focused on, in effect, taking people and making them into good people with a purpose, with things they can do in life that are good, and the promise that this life is not the end of all things. And that's why Lewis will talk a lot about the big picture, meaning not just little individual aspect, but seeing the full picture, which is, if you like, to follow use language of the Pilgrim's Progress, you know, journeying through this world on your way to the heavenly city. And for Lewis, that's a really important point. We're not just rambling our way through life. We're able to say there are certain things I can do, I should do. And that's why, again, for Lewis, the idea of finding your calling is so important, because working out where you fit into things and the difference that you can make that maybe nobody else can do.
Which I suppose is lacking in that research that you cited, where people are struggling. I mean, why are people so anxious about incoherence? And in what ways can the coherent story of Christianity speak into that, do you think?
I think many people are worried about the world really being random, meaningless and incoherent. Because if so, then life is pointless. You know, why bother going on? So it's a genuine concern for a lot of people. It may be a concern for some people listening to this podcast. Lewis says some things that I think are very helpful here. Let me just try and bring out what some of them are. One of them is that Lewis brings out a point that it's very difficult for us on our own inside this world to see what's all about. If you like, we need a bird's eye view, a God's eye view, which in effect says, this is what's about, here's the map, you're there, here's what you can do, reassuring you that there is a purpose and that you can find it. But I think the other point that Lewis makes, and he makes this actually particularly in the novel Perelandra, which is one of his space fiction trilogies, is that actually sometimes it's by living something out that we discover why it is so exciting and why it brings meaning. In other words, that when you talk about Christianity as bringing meaning, you think that sounds very abstract. And Lewis's point is when you start living the Christian life, you begin to realize the way in which it helps you to find meaning, to find purpose, and to actually live this thing out. So I think that's a very important point to make, that you don't just do this in a kind of abstract and generalized way. It's the process of living actually helps you discover meaning and purpose.
So how would someone access that big picture? What would Lewis say in that respect, taking it from the abstract to the lived experience? How would you access that big picture if you're not sort of clear what that is?
Well, Lewis talks about the creeds as being very helpful in this respect. He talks about this, for example, in Mere Christianity. And one of the analogies he gives is that the creed is a bit like a map. You know, it in effect helps you to find your way. I think a lot of people would see the creeds as something we need to memorize. And I'm sure that's helpful. But actually, certainly when I was an atheist, reading these creeds, it made no sense to me at all. I couldn't see what they were all about. What Lewis is saying is that we need a map to be able to find our way home and grow along the way. But the map is just a map. The really important business happens off the map, so to speak. But you need that map to be able to find where you are, where you hope to go, and how you get there. And that, I think, is a very important point, because many people do seem to think Christianity is a set of ideas, being a Christian saying, yes, I believe these things, tick, 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 check, check, check. But the real point that Lewis is making is that we are exploring a landscape. We've discovered a road. We want to know where it goes. We want to know how we're going to change as we journey on this road. And Lewis is saying that there really is this big picture which allows us to figure out what is happening as we journey, where we're going, how we can do good things along the way. And I think that's a very important point to make, because Lewis is really, really concerned about people who think that any sense of purpose or meaning is simply an illusion that we've invented. And of course, he's thinking here about Sigmund Freud, who, you know, famously said that God is just a wish fulfillment, that there is no meaning, no God. We just make these things up. But as I'm sure many listeners to this podcast will know, Freud's been criticized very, very heavily because many would say that atheism is also a wish fulfillment. I don't want there to be a God. I want to live my own life without anyone else telling me what to do. So we need to be aware that human beings are very, very good at inventing pictures of reality which suit their own ends. What Lewis is saying is, no, this is not something made up. This is the way it is. And once you step into it and begin to explore this journey, you'll begin to realize how powerful, exciting it actually is.
Do we have any idea which creeds Lewis would have been drawing upon? Does he give us any indication of what he might have been reading?
Well, he does give indications, and certainly the two creeds he seems to be reading most of the time are the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, mainly the Apostles' Creed, because Lewis went mainly to services of matins at his local church, and that's where the Apostles' Creed would have been read out. I think Lewis felt that the creeds were really rather dull, but if you understood them as maps, they help you to figure out what this landscape you're journeying through is all about and how you find your way home.
And are there any other maps that he would have drawn upon or would encourage us to draw upon in order to find this big picture?
Well, Lewis does make the point that many classic works of Christian spirituality are about wayfinding or pathfinding. In other words, it's about people trying to find their way through a very complicated landscape where the paths and roadways seem to go nowhere. Now, Lewis's favorite medieval writer is Dante. And Dante's Divine Comedy opens with with someone saying, I've lost my way. I'm in the middle of a dark wood. I don't know how to find my way, how to get out of here. I'm lost. Help. And he's joined by a traveling companion. And as they journey, they begin to find the way. They begin to discover where they're going, what's there, and how they finally get there. But the point Lewis is trying to make is that many of us have that deep sense of being lost, that there's nowhere to go. It's just dark. It's pointless. And Lewis is saying, no, you haven't seen it yet. You need to discover it. You need someone to help you find that way. And of course, in many ways, Lewis himself is a bit of a pathfinder, someone who can help us to find that way. But the really important point that Lewis is trying to say is it may seem there's no big picture, but rather the situation is that you are not able to see it, and you need someone else to help you discover it and journey within it. And for Lewis, that's why traveling companions on the road of faith are so important.
Thank you for listening to the C.S. Lewis podcast with me, Ruth Jackson. Many of the topics that we've touched on today are discussed in greater detail on earlier episodes of the programme. Check out our archive of past shows at premierunbelievable.com, where you can also find lots of great articles, videos and podcasts. Plus, if you register on our website or sign up for our newsletter there, then you will get exclusive access to new content, free resources and more. That's premierunbelievable.com. What did you think of today's show? Are there any topics or works of C.S. Lewis that you would like us to explore next? We would love to hear from you. Send us an email, unbelievable@premier.org.uk. Connect with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, @premierunbelievablefe, or drop us a direct message on Instagram or Facebook @premierunbelievable. We have also recently launched on TikTok, so if that's your thing, or you know anyone else who might be interested, then you can find us there @premier.unbelievable. Your feedback and thoughts are so important to us, so please get in touch. If you're enjoying the C.S. Lewis podcast, please do consider rating and reviewing it on whatever platform you're listening on, as it helps more people to discover the show. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.
Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk. The biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture. It's the message. It's the music.